Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
That walk of music can mean only one guest, and he's right here. He's Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. Hello, Patrick. You feel at home now?
Yes. Never not play that when I'm on, please.
We will play it. Before, after, during, we will make sure that it's there, because the Golden Girls theme is something that certainly those that, like me at my advanced dotage can relate to. How are you today?
I'm good. After hearing that commercial with the big voice guy talking about the most anticipated season in the history of the NFL, I feel like the Golden Girls takes a little of the edge off. I think that's good.
Yeah. This is the most anticipated, and so you better write it right. Patrick Finley was writing about Daryl Taylor, the acquisition the Bears made yesterday. They made another one today. Why don't we take it in order, what you wrote about Daryl Taylor. Share with the class and share how you see this playing out.
Daryl Taylor is a pretty good pass rusher who's not a very good run defender. The Bears are going to put him in position to rush the passer more than to play the run, and that's okay. That's what they need. They gave up a 6th-round pick to the Seahawks. You know, this is a guy who was on the roster bubble up there. You know, I know people who thought he was going to make the team. I know people who thought he was not. So he gets a nice little change of scenery. 1 year, $3 million contract that he's on. Pretty low stakes bet, I would say, for Ryan Poles. You know, a week ago, he went out and tried to trade for Matthew Judon, who was a 4-time Pro Bowl player. was going to give up a third round pick and then was going to tear up Judon's contract and write him a big new expensive one. So this is not that. This is a far more low stakes bet, but it still fills a need that the Bears have at defensive end opposite Montez Sweat. We've seen Austin Booker look pretty good, but man, I wouldn't want to rely on a rookie with 500 college snaps to his name to plug that problem, and now they don't have to.
Patrick Finley is my guest. We're talking Bears here on the Square. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. So they get Daryl Taylor, and that creates the depth that Eberflus was looking for, or thought he was created the depth. That creates depth by moving DeMarcus Walker inside, so your defensive tackle, which is taking a hit with Zach Pickens, however he was going to play out, whatever they thought of him. And then they make another move today for yet another Chris Williams, hoping this their third shot at a Chris Williams turns out. So he's got – Eberflus has experience with him because his 13 games that he's played in the NFL all came in Indianapolis when he was a defensive coordinator there. What do you know about this Chris Williams and this move for the Bears?
Well, he's not an offensive lineman, and he's not a Canadian Football League kick returner. Those are the other two. This Chris Williams knows the system, and I think when you've got only 13, 14 days until the opener, having somebody who knows how to play in Matt Eberflus's system is an important thing. In theory, it takes all offseason to learn it, but he knows it already. He's going to be depth. I don't think they're going to lean on him too heavily. And with DeMarcus Walker, you mentioned him moving from end to tackle. I think that's only going to happen when it's 3rd and 8 and they're going to throw the ball. I think otherwise you'll probably see Walker on the end for, most downs while they're out there. Zach Pickens is a little banged up. This helps, eliminate the need to rush him back. They're really not quite sure that he'll be ready for week 1. But, when you look at the starting lineup there, you've got Andrew Billings at nose tackle and Jerron Dexter at defensive tackle. The Bears really, really like the way both of them are playing. And, you have to play that position a certain way in Eberflus's system. You have to be able to run. You have to be able to run after the ball carrier and after the quarterback. You have to want to run. And say this about Chris Williams, he at least knows what the coach is looking for when he lines up there.
With the IR moves that led by Ian Wheeler, running back, and ACL, and he got hurt, and it was as bad as it looked. Does this do anything for Velus Jones Jr. making the roster, in your view?
No, not really. Ian Wheeler, I don't think, was going to make the roster anyway.
Oh.
And I think when you talk about Velus, I think he's competing against other special teams players, I think, for a roster spot more than he's competing against the other guys in the running backs room. I think he's trending toward making the team. I've thought that all camp. I just think that that's the kind of speed that you don't give up on unless you're absolutely I have explored every option. And, if he ends up as their kick returner or somebody who plays on special teams, then maybe he takes a handoff every once in a while. There may be room for that. Remember, the reason that Velus Jones is disappointing in the eyes of so many Bears fans is because he's a third-round pick, right? And he was also the only, he was the biggest named receiver they brought in when Ryan Poles took over. And for a franchise that's been dying for a good receiver, I think a lot of people put their hopes in Velus. And, it's pretty clear that that was unfounded in retrospect. In 2 years, he has, 11 catches for 108 yards. So, he can still be a weapon on a good team. And I think that's probably where he's going to start out, at least at the beginning of the year.
Well, the idea of being a weapon on a good team, the Bears fancy themselves a good team, and they've certainly tried everything except, punter, holder, that kind of thing, and they've given him every opportunity to use that speed that they so fell in love with, and they fancy themselves a good team. Is this a fear of a general manager reflecting on making a draft choice and not being strong enough to cut that first offensive pick he made? Or is this a coaching staff saying, no, I know we can do this. I know we can do this. We got to find a way. I'm trying to get a handle on this.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of both. I think those things might work hand in hand. I'll say this for Ryan Poles, though. He's been pretty good about being sober in his decisions. Let's look back a year ago at P.J. Walker. The Bears, essentially lit $2 million on fire when they brought in P.J. Walker, and they wound up cutting him for Tyson Bagent at this time last year when Tyson Bagent was a big question mark. And they did it because they just looked at the performance from the practice field and in the games. Ryan Poles was, you know, strong enough to sit there and say, I realize I just invested money in this dude, but it's not going to work out. You know, he did that with Chase Claypool. Now, everybody else in Chicago probably would have done that with Chase Claypool too. But Poles didn't let, you know, the second round pick that he gave up for Claypool, hold up a decision to, you know, kick him the heck out of here. I think that's to his credit, and I think he is able to look at Velus Jones probably with a more sober eye than you would think. You know, that said, this Bears coaching staff, you know, really does appreciate the speed he has, and, you know, they're going to try and get, you know, everything they can out of him.
Talking with Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times, we're talking Bears. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. He has joined me on the guest hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. And as we head to the regular season, and there was some discussion, should the first string play in a short week, which they will ultimately have to do in the regular season, and the preseason was games were changed to noon to get everybody ready and get in this routine. And certainly playing on a short week was part of the routine that maybe you want to get your players used to, maybe you don't. Which way did you, there was some debate about whether Caleb Williams should play against Kansas City and the first string and not go that long between games before an actual action. How did you feel, and what do you think will be the result of this?
I was okay with it. I think it was clear after the last game that he had shown enough to give you some evidence that he was ready to go. You know, you look at that game in Kansas City, I mean, the cart came out three different times for Bears players, one for a groin, one for a knee, and one for a really scary neck injury.
Yeah.
That's a good reminder that, you know, if you think you're near the finish line here with your starters, you know, not just Caleb, but, you know, a starting lineup that really hasn't changed all training camp. I don't think there's any reason to chance it. I'm okay with that. I think the way the NFL does the preseason is insane as it is. You know, the fact that, you know, teams schedule practices amongst themselves so they can go up against each other, so they can then sit out in the preseason game. That's just a system that I think is due for tweaking, and I think it will be here pretty soon. I think the Bears got out of the preseason pretty healthy, and, you know, I don't know if I could have lived with myself if I were them, if I had played any of the starters on Thursday and one of them got hurt.
How would you tweak it? What would you make different, knowing that the goal has to be get ready to play real football, and previously the only way to do that was to play real football?
I would have joint practices, and then I would, you know, if I were commissioner of football tomorrow, I think I'd have two joint practices. I think I would have the league set them all up. You play maybe two practices in a row. I also would play one exhibition game, and I would barnstorm that game elsewhere, you know, someplace other than your home stadium. Now, that's never going to happen because, you know, in years in which the Bears have one fewer home game than the AFC teams, the Bears have two extra, or they have two preseason games, and they can convince their season ticket holders that they've got to buy all of those. It's mandatory. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I would play one exhibition game and I would take it on the road. If you want to go play it in Champaign, great. If you want to, you know, play it, you know, anywhere in the Midwest, shoot, take it to Bourbonnais and play in a tiny stadium there. I think that that would be a really cool way to spread the game. And the people there would be excited to see the fourth string players, quite honestly. And, you know, preseason ticket holders here probably know better.
Well, this year is an anomaly, and maybe it'll be every year that Caleb Williams is around. But if I'm a Bears season ticket holder and I've got to fork over money for this, I want to see this guy. I want to see the exhibition game where this guy's playing. I want to see him show up. This is the hope. This is everything we've dreamed of. I don't want him to take it to Bourbonnais or Downstate or Kankakee County. No. Stop.
Yeah, I do think that it was important that he play a little bit at home, and it's just for that. It's for the optimism and the hope of the people, and also for him to get used to Soldier Field and to see what it's like to stretch and warm up and play in front of the crowd. And I know he was impressed by the crowd. It's the preseason. Nobody's ever happy if you go to the game and you don't see the players you want to see. Then you're mad. If they play and if they get hurt, then you're mad. The NFL needs to find a better way to do this. I think the answer is joint practices among teams. But again, like I said, it's having teams just schedule them kind of amongst themselves, I think, is a really bizarre thing.
Patrick Finley is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears here on The Score on Saturday Suckage. What awaits Caleb Williams? I've seen nothing to dissuade me from the idea that he won't go all Trubisky if things go bad, and he'll turn off every television in Hallis Hall, and he won't go all Jay Cutler and give you the "I don't care" at it. Everything has been that I've seen, and this is at a distance. You're at a different spot. Everything I've seen has been respectful, professional, and poised. Have you seen things that would dissuade me from believing all that?
No, I mean, he hasn't lost a game yet. So, you know, that's not to say it might not happen, but no, he has been poised. He has been charming. He does light up a room, whether it's a press conference or a team meeting. I think you can see that when you watch him, and his teammates really have grown to love him. So I think, you know, off the field, he's had a great camp, as they say. You know, I tell people this all the time, and I believe it's important to keep in mind. This guy had his own bobblehead at Dodger Stadium when he was still a college student. You know, coming into this market is not overwhelming. This isn't Mitch Trubisky, you know, starting 11 games at North Carolina and then coming in and having everybody in town know who he is. This is a guy who is a bona fide star and a bona fide celebrity, you know, in both Los Angeles and Norman, Oklahoma. And there are no, you know, those are probably the two most different places in the world. And, you know, in a sense, coming into Chicago is not a giant lifestyle change for him. I think that that is important because, you know, there are going to be those ups and downs. He's going to have to be able to ride them with maturity and ride them without, you know, digging himself into any much of a deeper hole. And I think he's pretty equipped to do that.
I think he's earned the veterans' respect of the way he's treated them and apparently wanted to learn, that they wouldn't be shy about helping him out, that they would be there to help him. I remember a story about how reviled Cade McNown was and how turned off every veteran was, and so was his coach, when everybody wanted to see McNown and he was getting killed against the Niners, and Big Cat Williams was telling the story. He goes, "Dick, what are you going to do? He's like, this would be a game the Bears would never cross midfield." And Dick Geron said, "They wanted him. They got him." I don't see Caleb Williams getting the McNown experience. I see him having shown enough respect for the veterans that they would show, they would not shield him, but they would be there to support him and help. It would be the most positive of experiences.
Yeah, here's a story that shows that. You know, Caleb Williams wore 13 at USC. When he, you know, came here, the Bears hadn't issued 13 yet because, you know, they had just traded for Keenan Allen a month earlier. They had not announced who was going to wear what. It would have been very easy for Caleb to walk in here and, you know, maybe you don't say it out loud, maybe you hint at it, but, you know, Caleb's going to be here longer than Keenan Allen's going to be here. You know, Keenan Allen hadn't, you know, had any of the equity in this locker room. You know, he had as much as Caleb Williams did, which was none. You know, Caleb could have come in and tried to either buy the number 13 from Keenan Allen or insist upon it or, you know, find a way to get that number, and he didn't. And I'll tell you this, the guys in the room, the veterans, they recognized that right away, and they all thought that it was a pretty savvy move to sit there and defer to Keenan Allen. There's a chance Keenan Allen's here for a year, you know, maybe two. But, you know, he's done so much in this league that Caleb, I thought, did the right thing and did the very aware, the self-aware thing by not even going down that road, just taking number 18 and going with it. And that's to his credit, because I think 18 is a pretty lousy quarterback number, to tell you the truth. Peyton Manning not with him.
Hey, Mike Tomczak wants a word with you. Stop it. Stop it. Patrick Finley,
the greatest Ohio State quarterback of all time until last year in the NFL. Right?
I know. I should not bring that up. You're right. It was. I liked T-Zach. He was great. And he would order Portillo's, and he would order Malnati's pizzas when he was in Pittsburgh. And it was great. So before I let you go, training camp's pretty much over. Once we get to past the last game, we're coming down to cuts. What has been, big picture, small picture, whatever, what's the biggest surprise you come out of these 3-4 weeks with?
Boy, the biggest surprise. This is kind of low level, but it stands out. I think Khalil Herbert's looked really good. I think we presumed that when they brought in DeAndre Swift that this meant Herbert was either going to be very rarely used or, you know, I know some people who wondered whether he'd be traded. And I think he's been really, really good on the practice field, and I think he's been really, really good in, you know, limited work in exhibition games. He will be a weapon. Remember, 2 years ago, he was the NFL's leader in yards per carry. Boy, if you give him the ball 6 or 7 times a game, you got a chance for a home run there. He's looked good to me. The other thing that just big picture, the Bears are leaning into the excitement here. And, you know, that's a very un-Bears-like thing to do. I think the last time they did that was when they had the 100th anniversary celebration a couple of months after the double doink. And, you know, all of the former Bears convinced all of Chicago that there was a Super Bowl around the corner. And obviously that never happened. I wouldn't blame fans for being skeptical. God, you know, I'm skeptical. I get paid to be skeptical. But in the building, I think they really leaned into the fact that, A, Caleb could be special. B, this team could be special. And that's, you know, I think that's something, that sort of belief is something that good teams do. And you know, I give them credit for talking about it so openly. It starts with Caleb, who, you know, remember, he wrote down at some point on his lock screen on his phone that he wanted to win 8 Super Bowls. So when you've got a guy doing that, it's okay to sit there and talk about, I want to be great. You can see that rub.
TB7's got nothing on CW8. That's the way that works, right? Isn't that it? Patrick, I appreciate
it. Tyson Bates, TB17. And I think he's – I said to somebody the other day, if he had to play this whole season, I wouldn't be surprised if Tyson Bates set the all-time Bears passing record if given the same roster around him. That's what I think of Tyson Bates, and that's what a low bar the Bears' all-time passing record is.
So you're saying there's a quarterback controversy and they're starting the wrong guy. Do I have that right?
I don't want to spoil our back page tomorrow.
All right. We'll all look forward to the back page of the bright one. Thanks, Patrick.
It's a joke. Let the record show before I get emailed.
Thank you for being a friend. Thanks, Patrick.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. Talking Bears. There you go. It was a joke. It was a joke. He's not saying Tyson Bagent should start. I did have that discussion with a guy earlier going, oh my God, no. Have you seen Caleb Williams? Have you seen the arm strength? Ah, but he just got better arm strength. All right, sir. Have a nice day. Thanks for playing our game. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, cultural zeitgeist. And it's an anniversary the grobber won't forget. No, it's not Lealia. But it's an anniversary the grobber won't forget or wouldn't forget. Well noted, well marked during the grobber's time. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I was there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
We have the cultural zeitgeist.
Right now, you're doing something for the culture.
Oh, baby.
Do it for the culture.
For the culture.
Do it. Do it a little slower. Like.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture.
Joe, warn the Chiefs.
Ohms.
Ohms.
I don't know.
I think we've really penetrated the cultural zeitgeist.
The cultural zeitgeist on Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. And it will never get old to play anything from Les Grobstein. But today, August 24th, way back in 2006, I don't expect you to remember. I did not remember, but it was certainly brought to my attention. Wasn't it, Sean Sears?
Yeah, huh? That was interesting, huh?
The International Astronomical Union declared that Pluto, and every Grobber fan, every scorehead knows where this is going, declared that Pluto was no longer a full-fledged planet, demoting it to the status of dwarf planet.
Michael E. Brown, born June 5th, 1965, professor of planetary astronomy at Caltech since 2003. He wrote a book, How I Killed Pluto and Why It Had It Coming, published in 2010. Because they discovered Eris, which supposedly is bigger than Pluto. What kind of nonsense is that? By the way, he is originally from Alabama. He is from Huntsville, Alabama. He's from Bama. What do you want? Supposedly there's other planets that there's so many here that he discovered and named and stuff like that. How do we know that this isn't all a big hoax anyway? Give me a break.
I believe in Pluto as a planet. I happen to think it exists out there.
That's it. Pluto was declared a dwarf planet, and Grobber had an issue with all them scientists from Alabama. And, you know, here's the thing. One of the first teams we adopted, the Saturday Suckage adopted as a minor league baseball team when we were going through, like, they're not playing, but the minor league, the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Which is how Adam Studzinski got his name, Trash Panda, because we thought it was really cute. And he just was repulsed by the idea that anybody could adore raccoons. Because where he comes from, which is not the end of the world, but you can see it from there, his father, Shooter, his father stands in his bedroom and opens the window and shoots at raccoons out the window. And we got this information from Sweet Alice, Trash Panda's mom. So he became Trash Panda. So That's in Alabama. Rocket City's in Alabama. That's where they do all this stuff, right? I mean, you think Cape Canaveral or Houston, we have a problem, and Cape Canaveral, Rocket City. It's named for a reason. Rockets. That's what they do. And he's from Alabama. So Les should have been instructed. And I have a texter here. We may get to the 708 texter because we were talking about the science of cursing and how good it is for you and what it shows a high level of intelligence to play the Lee Elia rant. What a confluence. Cursing. Lee Elia and the Grobber on the score.
How'd we miss that one?
We didn't miss it. We still got time. That's We're not off the air till 2 o'clock. And we will get to that. I think that's how this show is going to close. That's a
kiss
good...
Kiss my ass right downtown and print it.
We will. But for now, we're just going to move right along.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
This may have been the coolest retirement tweet ever. I don't know if you followed... You're a baseball fan, Sean, right? You followed Joey Votto, what he was trying to do?
Yeah, I did.
He was... Cincinnati didn't want him. He wasn't sure he could play. He wanted to play in his hometown. He wanted to play for the Jays. He's a good Canadian boy, as Don Cherry would say. He wanted to play for Toronto. And by the way, you people should know, it's not Toronto. It's Toronto, T-R-A-N-A, Toronto. Good Canadian boy, Joey Votto. So he's playing for Buffalo. He's playing for the Blue Jays minor league team. And he's trying. And... He had said, his manager came up, he said, do you want to pinch hit, right? He goes, I want to, I just can't. And that was about the time he decided, all right, that's it. So he's going to go to the stadium in Toronto, and he's going to answer questions, make note of his retirement. I mean, he was a phenomenal hitter, 18 years, all for Cincinnati, 18 years. And at the end, we saw what a wonderful personality, how great he was, how funny he could be.
Just feels like a missed opportunity, right? Like, he's got such a great personality.
Well, there's still more. So this was Joey Votto's, one of his retirement tweets. Quote, driving to the stadium right now. My Uber driver asked, are you a player? I said no. That's just, isn't that great? Love Joey Votto. Love Joey Votto. All right, we should have booked one or both of the members of the I'm Fat podcast, Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, for this. They would need to weigh in on this. See what I did there? Weigh in on this, the I'm Fat.
Very on brand.
Krispy Kreme has teamed up with Dr. Pepper to introduce a new collection of donuts to help fans kick off football season. So this began yesterday. Is it the Friday of week zero? I guess that's how we do that. For a limited time, customers can order the Krispy Kreme times Dr. Pepper kickoff collection. Boy, don't you want that. It includes an all-new donut that the company says, quote, delivers the refreshing experience of the iconic 23 original flavors of Dr. Pepper. It's an original glazed donut piped with Dr. Pepper-flavored frosting, featuring a burgundy sprinkle blend, and topped with a white chocolate Dr. Pepper logo.
Diabetes.
Eventually. Would you eat a Dr. Pepper-flavored donut, Sean?
I actually really like Dr. Pepper, but I don't know if I'd drink or eat a Dr. Pepper donut. That seems like the line I'm not willing to cross.
The iconic 23, I keep confusing this with Colonel Sanders, 11 herbs and spices, the secret herbs. So there's 11 herbs and spices with the fried chicken and 23 original flavors, and they're all like, do we know that they're all iconic? Do we know what the flavors are for Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. I'd assume one of them's pepper, right?
Right. You're a pepper. He's a pepper. She's a pepper.
I don't know what the other 22 are, though.
A glazed donut piped with Dr. Pepper frosting and a burgundy sprinkle blend topped with white chocolate Dr. Pepper logo. All right. I guess we'll wait for the I'm Fat podcast to let us know.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
So it's happening. I know this was discussed on Inside the Clubhouse. This is one of the all-time great things in baseball. If you're a baseball fan, this is one of the all-time great things. And it was confirmed by Red Sox manager Alex Cora. On Monday, Danny Jansen will substitute in for Reese McGuire at catcher. McGuire's not even on the roster. This will be the resumption of the game from June 26th that the Red Sox played with the Blue Jays. In that game, it got postponed with Danny Jansen at bat for the Blue Jays. In the interim, Danny Jansen was traded to the Red Sox. And now Danny Jansen will become the first man. He will catch for the Red Sox on Monday in the resumption of the game. He will become the first man to play for both teams in the same game. Not only that, but when he squats down to catch, that first batter will be the guy pinch hitting for Danny Jansen himself, because he can't do that because now he's a Red Sox player and he was at bat. This is what a great time to be alive. When you go to the ballpark and think we could see anything, you've never seen that before.
You've never seen that before.
You've never seen that before. You know what else you never saw? A guy hit a walk-off grand slam for his 40th home run. There have been a lot of 40 home run seasons. Shohei Ohtani did it. Shohei Ohtani went 40-40 before September.
Any base hit will do. First pitch. Fly ball, right center field. Series going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. 40-40! Walk-off grand slam! No way!
Way! Shohei Ohtani is second in the major leagues in both home runs and stolen bases. According to OptiSports, players to finish in the top two in Major League Baseball in home runs and stolen bases: Ty Cobb in 1909 and Hannes Wagner in 1908. Shohei Ohtani in 2024, right? But wait, there's more. Now how much would you pay? Well, you'd pay nothing if you were the embarrassing and insulting chairman of the White Sox. Remember, he laughed at you. He insulted his fans. You're not going to be in the Ohtani race, I'll tell you that. While he's hiring the ill-equipped Chris Getz, who helped produce a baseball system that made players bad defensively and bad on the bases and bad at the plate. In Major League history, one batter has averaged 30 homers or more, 15 or more steals, 5 or more triples per season for his career. That batter is Shohei Ohtani. In Major League history, again, there is one player who has averaged 11-plus strikeouts per 9 innings with a .650 winning percentage for his career, a minimum of 80 starts. That pitcher also is Shohei Ohtani. Maybe Chairman Reinsdorf thinks David Eckstein did it. Maybe
David Eckstein.
Yeah, sure.
David Eckstein.
Yeah, he's his favorite player. Yeah, the guy who paid Frank Thomas. David Eckstein was his favorite player.
Look, we're not going to be in an Ohtani race. I'll tell you that right now. Give
it's great. All right. Yeah, that's just, oh, my God. That's just something.
It's David Eckstein.
Yeah, that's your... That's your chairman.
He runs two teams here. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but this is the way he's insulting the White Sox fans. And I hope he gets every 121 losses that he deserves. I hope that's the way this ends. I want to see that. I want to see the 121, 122. I want to see them shatter the 62 Mets. Have a worse winning percentage. By the way, the Sox, since the time I've been away in the last couple of weeks, the Sox said they would cut ticket prices by 10%, right? No. I was talking with Joey Ice at my Trader Joe's. And we decided the Sox should cut prices by the same losing percentage they had. They should cut prices by 75%, maybe 80, right? If they can go 8-25, they will be the all-time worst team, worst winning percentage. They should cut ticket prices by 80%, 75%. You should cut ticket prices. You insulting group over there on the south side, led by your chairman, you should cut ticket prices by your losing percentage. That's what I say. So also recently, this is a tweet from the esteemed movie critic, Richard Roper. He's in the Sun-Times, and it popped last Sunday when it was Robert Redford's 88th birthday. Happy 88th birthday to Robert Redford, who starred in one of the all-time best journalism movies, one of the best baseball movies, one of the best caper films, one of the best rom-coms, one of the best westerns, one of the best spy thrillers, one of the best political films, dot, dot, dot.
I don't disagree.
This is not even a complete, it's not even half the filmography, but you're talking about All the President's Men, The Natural, The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, 3 Days of the Condor, The Candidate. And again, that's just trying to fill in the blanks of what Rope listed here. And I would put, as much as I love The Sting, Butch Cassidy was so much, for me, so much more memorable. The writing was terrific. It was just spectacular. You just keep thinking, Butch, that's what you're good at. I keep saying that to my daughter because she's really good at thinking. But you just keep thinking, Butch, that's what you're good at. And that movie was, Logan thought of that? Oh, you know, okay, first, rules. We got to go over the rules. Rules in a knife fight? Yeah, none of this. Sundance. You know, that was Lurch. Did you ever watch The Munsters?
Yeah.
It was Lurch.
That was Lurch?
I mean, The Addams Family. That was Lurch.
Right, right.
Yeah, he was hard. He was Logan in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Sundance, if this is over and he's dead, you're welcome to join us.
Oh, wow.
And then Paul Newman mumbles, this is, I don't mean to be a poor loser, but if when this is over and he's dead, kill him. Glad to. Yeah, it's great. I still think Casablanca is the greatest, the best written movie of all time. Butch Cassidy's still there. But do you have a Redford favorite? We haven't even mentioned Barefoot in the Park with Jane Fonda. The young'uns, the young sweetens.
Yeah. It was definitely All the President's Men.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I was a journalism student, so I thought that was cool. That I feel like even now, maybe Spotlight is there, but that's probably still the best like investigative report of journalism movie I've seen.
Yeah, it was quite the important movie. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, so that's the cultural zeitgeist for today. Omaha! We'll take a break. We come back as requested because this segment I did on swearing elicited a lot of texts. We'll pare that down, and we can't deny you. We can't miss an opportunity to, in Les's, because we invoke Les's name talking about the dwarf planet Pluto, we can't miss an opportunity for the only, Les taped the only, he had the only copy of the Lee Ely rant. And given the fact that we did a segment on cursing today and swearing how good it is for you, how medicinal, how self-medicating it is, and what a sign of higher intelligence, it seems like a really good way to go out on Saturday Suckage. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some of the techs. And Lee Elia, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
From here to Timbuktu and a lot further than that, all the way out to the planet. And yes, I said it again, and I'll repeat it, planet Pluto.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Listen up. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 Score. Let me alert you to this. Today, the Cubs continue their series against the Marlins. Pregame coverage from Miami is coming up at 2:35 with first pitch at 3:10 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Okay, we have to do it. It's all about cursing. We did the the segment on cursing and how medicinal it is for you. 773 texter, only this effing show would do an effing study about swearing, but it is amazing what they found. This is Southside Pete. It is. And this is the best piece of cursing tape we have, courtesy of The Grobber, and here's Lee Elia's rant.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My ass. What the am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people that show up? The don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They only go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. The playground for the like the players. Got guys busting their ass and other people too. And that's the Cubs? My ass. They talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this year. The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the job done. Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. Changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold. All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15% that come out to date baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. It'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some pros out there that want to play this game. But you're stuck in a stigma of the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that shit. All these editorials about Say and the Philly-itis and all that shit, it's sickening. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening situation we're in right now. 5-14 doesn't negate all that work. Got 143 games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them guys out there. Rip me. If you want to rip somebody, rip my ass. But don't rip them guys because they're giving everything they can give. But once we hit that groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there. I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee you I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a shit. They give a shit, and it's a tough National League East.
So much for that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research. Am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.